The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, and naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
So as I said, it's good to be back. Had a great trip, and I'm preparing slides for that, a DVD, hopefully with some music and everything behind it. The second thing is, these are notes. They don't mean anything. What means something is what we do with the words of today's gospel. The words of today's gospel ask the question, do we feed the poor? Isn't that what Jesus said? We just got through reading all of that. Thank God. And I'll backtrack just a second. I think we'll all agree that words speak louder, you know, actions speak louder than words. As a result, because of a variety of circumstances in God's will, this last Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, those words were fulfilled. Total action. Sacred Heart Community Church was able to open its doors and bring joy and happiness to many people. And that's what it's all about. We are estimated about 75 people we fed during that period of time. It went, they arrived, they went, they basically, I was there, they took over the kitchen to a certain extent, but they all participated. And when I left to go next door with my doggy bag, Kevin told me from Salvation Army, he says, "Don't worry, Father, we're going to clean it up for you." I came back a couple hours later and it was spick and span. That, my friends, is what we're all about. As one of the many churches here in Haines, this one just happened to be appointed by God on Thursday to open its doors and to feed the poor, to feed the hungry, and to take care of people. And congratulations, in a sense, to all of us for putting into action the words of the Holy Scripture today. That's what it's all about. And that's it. Like I said, I did that deliberately because those are words. What's important is for us, all of us, including myself, to live out the gospel message as best as we possibly can on a daily basis. And when we do that, then we are bringing Jesus to one another. There was an example there of that one woman and her daughter, if I remember correctly, it's in the bulletin. They had just come down, they were waiting for the ferry to go to Juneau for a funeral. What a wonderful time she had. She was looking for a little bit of comfort and everything else, and she got that. And now she went down to Juneau to celebrate that life and everything. But like I said, we as a community are a living example and continue to be in this community as Jesus reaches out to someone else. We are doing exactly, putting into action what the scripture today talks about. And I can be rest assured, we all can be rest assured, that He's up there along with the Trinity, along with our Blessed Mother, and saying to us, each of us, "Well done, good and faithful servants."